I believe we're ready.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
We're back.
We are officially back.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Not yet.
We're not back.
Not officially.
That's true.
There's still one thing that's missing.
One thing.
Blick a blow! Now we're back.
Now we're back. Now we're back. We're back now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We came back.
Seven, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, any week that I play Joe, is it really a week?
Oh, yeah, you did play Joe this week, didn't you?
I did.
Very uneventful matchup.
It was. How about yours?
Pretty much the same. I was a little worried there for a minute, and then Jordan Addison did a Justin Jefferson, and we all felt better. We all felt better about it.
Honestly, if I remember looking back, and we'll get back to this later, there was only like one match. No, there were no matchups that were anywhere close. Mine was the closest.
Yeah. Yeah, yours was the closest. I think like Carlos and Matt were within 21 points or something, but even then, was it really ever close? No.
No. Well, that was a good week. See you guys next week.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
All right. And you thought we were going to let you get off that easy. Come on, let's go. Let's do this for real.
Since we're here. Let's see. I beat Jason.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, by a little bit. What else happened? Because we don't need to spend a lot of time on that.
I beat Joe, as we just mentioned.
You beat Joe. You beat Joe by like 20 points.
Yeah. Pedestrian week for me. I got 190. I mean,
193.
Anything under 200, is it really a week?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I got 192, and I was like, I could have done more.
Right. You know what? If we discredit last week, which I like to.
I'm sure you would.
We've had Clydes in our last 2 weeks. Two of the last 3 weeks, if you really want to get technical.
Yeah.
But I don't like to, because fuck you.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Let's see. Dan beat Eric.
Hey, Carlos
beat Matt.
Carlos did beat Matt. Surprisingly, or I guess if you look at Matt's team, not surprisingly, take your pick on that one. Literally no one except Matt and Carlos care.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And then, of course, finally, Cesar beat the pants out of somebody.
Yes. Biggest blowout of the week. Just absolutely destroyed Chris's team. I guess technically most of that team, I think, was on the bench.
That's true.
Or not playing.
That
but
is also
yet on the active roster for some reason, because, you know, God forbid the commissioner remind you to set your lineup three times.
I mean, here's my thing, man. Like, I know we're a defensive heavy team league, but damn, he has more defensive players than he has wide receivers.
You know, it's a strategy, and it
ironically enough is working.
It has worked until this point. We can't say it isn't still working, as the man is in fourth place right now. Granted, he's down from, what was he, third?
Here's the thing. Anybody below fourth place should feel bad about themselves.
Yes.
Which is everybody but you, me, Dan, and, well, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm in third, and I'm going to be honest with you. I still feel kind of bad about myself. A little bit.
I've seen your week to week. You should.
I don't.
You should.
I don't feel that bad.
You should.
I've won four in a row.
Uh-huh.
Four.
It's the sixth one that's hard.
Look at you looking ahead. You know what's funny? I was looking at my matchups ahead, as you do, and I noticed that your lineup is completely set for week 9, which I thought was odd.
Right. I might have been looking a little bit ahead. So, Subi.
Uh-huh.
Listen, after you take an L, as bad as I took an L, you reevaluate. You look ahead and go, all right, where are my problem children?
You just logged in and went ahead so you could make sure that Amon-Ra was never on your bench again.
Absolutely. Never again will that motherfucker be sitting on my bench. Even on his bye week, I might play him.
Actually, that might be against me. If you could, that would be splendid. Yeah, so let's standings check.
Let's standings check.
All right. Bottom to top.
Bottom to top.
Bottom to top. At the bottom, back again, Jason.
I mean, he had a 1 week reprieve, maybe two. 2 weeks? I don't know. I didn't look at much of last week. I don't know if you noticed, but...
It doesn't matter. Work. I wrote the thing last week, and I still don't know where he was. Mm. The point is, he's 1-6. Mm. In a world where the leading team is 6-1.
Mm. Hey, well, you know.
The next closest team, granted, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them at 3-4.
Parity.
Sure. But Jason's in trouble here.
Yeah, just a little bit. Buddy, if you don't want to have to come back to Chicago and do a drunken combine in front of all of your friends and family, because I will invite your family, you best work on your team.
Yeah, I mean, a quick reminder that the punishment this year is drinking and doing combine drills. So, I don't know. Maybe Jason really wants to drink and work out in front of people.
I can see him being like, I got this. Like, I'm the most in-shape person in the league.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'd have a decent 40 time.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about the 40 time. I'm worried about him doing the bench press while hammered.
Yeah. I'm worried about most of us doing the bench press while hammered.
Because you act like the rest of us ain't also going to be hammered.
Uh-huh.
But we ain't got to do the bench press.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody has to be, like, drunk spotter.
Yeah.
That's not good for anybody.
Imagine being the guy that has to trust the drunk spotter.
I didn't want to lose this league before. I now want to lose so much less. Good Lord, that sounds terrifying.
Because it's going to be you, me, or Chris.
It's its own horror movie.
I mean, good Lord, that's how one of us dies.
And the league is Final Destination this year. Great. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's a thing in one of the Final Destination movies. This guy in a weight room. I think his head gets squinched.
Isn't it the first one?
I think it's the third one. Mm. Doesn't matter. In the 9 spot is Mr. Makes Poor Decisions, Mr. 17 Running Backs himself, Carlos.
You know what? I'll be honest. He's got 3 wins. That is a win.
He has 3 wins. Yeah.
That's a win on the season, bud.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, he's tied for 5th right now if you're taking overall points out of it. That's cool. But yeah, so he's in 9th. You know what's interesting about the 8th spot?
What's that?
Matt.
Is it?
I mean, given that he was like 5th, 4th a week ago?
Him being that low is interesting to me.
Like, talk about a nosedive. Yeah. Joe's in 7th.
That's kind of surprising.
A little. A tad.
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't have predicted that like 2 weeks ago.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. You know why he's in 7th? Because Carlos did what he does, only better and by accident.
The running backs.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at Joe's team, he's still got the running backs.
The quality's there, not there.
Right. Well, see, Carlos got the good ones, but then they died.
Yeah.
Joe just got the other ones.
That also didn't die and were...
They're either way, they're useless.
But, I mean, if you wanted to give me Algier for, like, I don't know, a ham sandwich, that'd be great.
Sure, sure. You could trade him to Matt.
Yeah. For, what, 2 ham sandwiches?
Maybe 3, 4.5. In 6th, Eric.
Which I'm here for, by the way.
I mean, he's, you know, right in there. He's in the playoffs right now.
Here for Matt, or not Matt, Eric in the playoffs. I want more Eric in playoffs. Want less Matt and Joe in the playoffs, but that's me personally. And also, like, less you in the playoffs. That would be great for me.
Not looking good, Chief.
I know. But can I just once? Once.
In 5th place, some fucking how, Caesar.
I don't even think he knows.
It's debatable.
Like, I think he just logs and just checks out. Does not look at anything else.
If we pretend he does know, this is what it looks like when he tries.
Remember that weird season where he was, like, at 2nd for a couple weeks?
I remember that weird season where he won the league.
I try to forget that one.
Sure.
I try to forget all the ones where
it happened. I mean, I think everybody in the league needs to be reminded periodically that Caesar has won the league before.
Mm.
Once.
Wait. Who hasn't won the league?
Carlos.
Okay.
Chris.
Okay.
Jason.
Okay.
Eric.
Okay.
And I believe that's it.
All right, so this is mostly for Eric and Carlos. I want y'all to understand who has more championships than y'all. It goes Mike. Me.
No, it goes Mike. Mike.
No, fuck Mike. Off. Mike. Me.
Large gap.
Carlos, not Carlos, Cesar.
Mm-hmm.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt.
Mm-hmm. We can go ahead and bring Tom back to this one. Yeah.
Just so this, Eric and Carlos, y'all have less championships than Tom. It's fine.
Yeah, I think this is likely Carlos's greatest shame. Because the man has been ever present and in the running for champion almost every season he's been.
At least the last 3 years he's been there. He's been there.
Yeah.
Been there. And then, you know, didn't.
Right. Takes a massive shit in the playoffs.
I am going to start bringing up his lack of championship and Tom's championship so much more around Carlos.
I mean, it's got to be nice, like, in Carlos's position. Like, you took the giant shit way early,
mm-hmm.
and you got it out of the way. You're just like, you know what? We're not. It's Can't not happening. Worse. It's not. I'm not going to get humiliated by my friend's girlfriend.
That's true.
Again. So we're just going to avoid that entirely.
Only to immediately get embarrassed by his friend's girlfriend. Almost like week one.
It was week one. It was pre-week one.
Carlos, yeah. I'm enjoying this a little bit too much today.
In fourth place.
Fourth.
Chris.
Again, everybody from five down should be embarrassed.
Yeah, a little bit.
The man forgets he has a team until Sunday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Arguably two, depending on the week.
That's true.
In third is me.
No comment. I would like you to be below the Chris line.
Most people would.
It used to be the Mendoza line. Now it's the Chris line. I want you below the Chris line. Get back down there.
It's the law line. You got to be below the law line. Yeah, no, I will hopefully stay very above. In two is Boobs Jackson himself, Dan.
Every week we do this. Every week we look at the like who's where in the standings, and every week I go how.
Yeah, Dan's is an improbable success story. One that I mean, his team was trash, is now pretty decent, off of the back of like. Two or three trades.
Ow. I mean, I'd imagine that Matt giving up Stephon Diggs for a ham sandwich.
Matt did a stinker of a trade. That was hot, sweet garbage.
Solid.
Like my goodness.
Again, and I got shat on.
You did. Rightfully so.
It was any worse than that?
Yes, it was worse than that.
Okay, fuck you.
It was substantially worse than that. This one I looked at and went, I mean, I get it.
Kind of.
It's stupid, but I get it. I feel like my offer was better, and I don't even remember what my offer was. I feel like Eric's offer was better. And all I know is it included Derrick Henry, which is automatically better than Bijan Robinson. And Derrick Henry was on a bye this week.
Oopsies.
Yikes.
Oops.
Speaking of buys power rankings, should we once again start from the bottom and go to the top?
Yeah.
I like that these continue to make people upset. And this week's is very much no different.
I was about to say, there's no change.
Absolutely
no change.
The same
people that were upset last week are going to be upset this week?
Roughly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
With one exception.
Okay.
So Jason's at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, unsurprising.
And then in number 9 in the power rankings from the 2 spot is Dan.
Wow. Dan
at almost the bottom of the power rankings, yet in the 2 spot in the standings.
Again, him being in second place makes no sense.
No sense. No sense at all.
I say that with him having Stephon Diggs, no sense.
Yeah, I mean, better.
Yeah.
makes a little more sense. Although Stephon Diggs shit the bed a little bit. Yeah. He had a good running back situation for 47 seconds.
Then he didn't.
Mm-hmm. In the eight spot, Joe.
Joe being below the law line doesn't make sense. It makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense. Because he came into this league and took it by storm.
Number seven, Caesar.
See, I always had that pegged as the law line. Caesar is always a good indicator of where you should or should not be.
Right. You know what's fascinating about these power rankings, as I've listed them so far, is that at number six is Carlos.
Didn't we just give him a bunch of shit for being bad?
We did.
And he's above the law line?
Well, power rankings have him in the playoffs. These power rankings are suspect. We are in going into week eight, and now they don't make sense.
One of us should be scared about this, and I'm not sure which one yet, but it's definitely one of the two of us.
Yeah, for the following two reasons. Eric is at five in the power rankings, which is pretty much jiving with where he's at in the standings.
Yeah, but like going back to the Carlos or Cesar being the law line, like him being above Cesar and Carlos, he's going to feel great.
Sure.
Because, I mean, if you go back to this time last year and look where that team was.
That's true. Yeah, Eric was long suffering last year.
We were very, very worried for him last year. And this year we're like, oh, yeah, okay.
We weren't the nicest to him last season. But to be fair.
Hey, I did him a super solid last week, damn it. I paid my penance. I'm fine.
I know. I pointed that out. At four is Matt.
What? No.
Right.
I want him back down below the law line.
Sure.
Get back down there, Matt.
Technically, he is because number three is Chris.
Further down. Go back behind the Mendoza. No, not the Mendoza line.
The Medina line.
The Medina line. Matt, if you get back down below the
Medina
line. And
if you look at the power rankings, the Medina line is in bold.
Oh. I like it.
Number two, me.
Of course.
As always. Two or three.
No.
Every week.
Not of course. Not as always. No. Because two has been my spot for decades.
Well, except for this season.
Yeah, this is weird.
Would you like to trade?
No.
We can.
We've already done.
Technically, you're occupying my spot.
Yeah, but I don't like my spot. I like it better when it's not me in my spot.
I want my spot back.
No.
I want it.
But I haven't.
Give it.
No.
Give it to me.
Trade it for you. You give me Achan and insert wide receiver here. I'll give you your two spot back.
No, I don't want. I have the two spot. I want the one spot.
You can have a one spot back.
So hold on. I trade you two players. You just give me the first overall ranking.
Yeah, that's it.
Sweet. Can I also have it in the standings?
No.
Well, then this is off. How about we swap records?
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
You want mine, you got to earn it.
Yeah, you're in the one spot and nobody cares.
I care. I care so much. And actually, I would imagine there are at least three teams listening to this podcast that do care. I bet I get at least two team names this week.
Well, you're guaranteed one from Matt.
I bet I get a second one.
I don't know what it's going to be. He's running out of ways to say Chubby Clyde.
I know.
He can't have any more.
He'll find another one.
He can't have any more.
He'll find another one. I'm betting, it's either going to be Carlos or Joe.
You're going to have to just say every fucking synonym you can come up with now so you ruin them for Matt.
He's got a thesaurus.
I know he
sitting
does.
Right there just going through it.
Of course he does.
Be Opulent Clyde this week. Just.
At some point, we're going to get to Cromulent Clyde, and it's just going to be like, all right, now we're just into the Simpsons. We're forcing it. This is embarrassing for you. Yeah, those are the power rankings.
Get better. I don't have anything else. How about get wrecked? Get better or get wrecked? The closest match was me versus Joe at 20 points. So
yeah.
This was not a close week.
Yeah, not a good one. After like a historically low-scoring week last week, we got some weird performances this week. I mean, we did get... National Tight End Day shit.
And that shit
going
went
on.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, would have been great if some people started certain tight ends.
I mean, like, Andrews only had, like, 30 points on the bench.
Totally wouldn't have.
He had like 2 touchdowns and 8 catches for like 100 yards and some shit like that. Well, that's not a big deal, right?
Have like 2 touchdowns by like the end of the second quarter.
It was a boring day for the Mandrews, all right? He came in, did his thing, and went home. That was it. Just boring. It was almost like watching Matt's team. With it being tight end weekend, there were some teams that went, whoa.
Yeah. And yet here we are with not a close matchup to talk about. It's kind of a bummer.
We talk about the Swelsey thing.
I mean, if we did that thing that we were doing where like you and I were, you know, not really playing each other, but then we had the Clyde and then you won and then I actually won.
Wait, that's true. We do technically have a Clyde this week, almost. I won by 1.5.
Sure. And then, like, me and Dan also. Like, Dan was within a couple of points of me. If you look at the winning teams, man, we got some close matchups.
Yeah. Like, if we went to the playoffs right now with the top 4 teams, shit would be weird.
Yeah, people would be mad. Friendships would be over.
Oh, there would be a lot of more shit talking. Who's in the 4 spot right now?
The 4 spot is Chris.
No, I would have beat the shit out of Chris. Ignore Chris. Who's in the 5 spot?
Caesar. He would have beat you.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There would be so much bullshit going on. Oh, yeah. This would have been a bad week for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this would have been bad.
This is why we have the playoffs.
Oh, man.
Later. So that's the week and the power rankings and all the standings and stuff.
Yeah. Anything interesting that you saw this weekend?
Usually we talk about injuries there. I don't think there were a whole huge amount that are super relevant to anyone other than like me, really? Like
Jerome Ford's
out as, he's out for a little bit. For me, Nick Bolton's out. Nobody cares about that, but me.
Debo's still hurt. McCaffrey came back.
McCaffrey came back. He was
just fine.
He was fine. Doing although McCaffrey things. I guess, you know, as McCaffrey goes, he was pretty trash. He only got like 22 points instead of the usual 48.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Kind of a bummer, but
he did extend his now 16 game streak of a touchdown, and fuck off.
Yeah. It is all of our responsibility to make sure the rookie curse does not come to fruition.
Oh God, if I son. Ooh.
That said,
it'll there be a fucking is fight.
Only one thing I want more than watching you have to live with the belt and not own it.
Which is?
To own the belt to myself. Because you basically live here.
You don't understand. That's it. It'll get more damage done to me if it's here than at home.
That's probably true.
Because he, like I said, he'll have it. He'll put it somewhere. He'll be like, hey, Clyde, have you seen the... Yep. Have you seen the what?
It'll be in your closet. You'll be like, oh, I've seen it. That's weird.
Every night I stroke it, he'll be mine again.
The precious.
Here, you'll mount the fucking thing above the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really good spot for it, actually.
Right?
It's a little spotlight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can't ever let that happen again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's great. Cannot happen again. Sorry.
Hey!
Yes!
It is almost Halloween.
By the time this comes out, it will be.
No.
Ish?
No.
Kind of?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 days.
Close. What is Halloween?
Next Tuesday.
Oh,
A week from today.
Cool. So I assume we're going to do something a little bit Halloween special.
I mean, we haven't done a spooky thing in a little bit, so we got to do something spooky. We have to do a spookies.
I think we got it. I think we know what it is.
Mm.
If your team
mm-hmm.
was a person in a horror movie that's going to die, mm. who would it be?
So we're going with the horror movie like stereotypes, basically.
Essentially,
yeah.
The victim tropes.
Sure.
As it were.
Yeah. Okay. Where?
Now, it, mind you, we cannot be anybody that survives because that would be assuming that we're going to win the league.
Okay. Sure.
And we're not going to do that.
Right.
Although I'll call my shot right now. It's going to be me versus you and I'm going to whoop your ass. But that's a whole different matter. It's a horror movie for somebody.
Uh-huh.
Mostly Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to like hold the belt and also be in 8th place. It sounds awful.
It's not great. I can tell you that from a previous experience. It wasn't fun. Lots of fun that one time.
Just knowing, like, this is probably not my year again.
Yeah. Essentially, we're doing... how do I condense this down?
It's the Survivor scale.
Yeah.
How long would you make it into
the movie?
It's the
Survivor scale.
Yeah, it's like,
Who are you in the horror movie?
Yeah. So, you want to start at the bottom?
I always want to start at the bottom. Start up from the bottom, now we're here.
Every episode.
Jason.
Jason.
Jason, in the movie Pantheon. Fuck it, we could go with the actual movie. Jason is the dude in, he's Friday the 13th, right? Yeah. Jason, dude in Friday the 13th, that gives Jason the machete back.
It's Jason X. It's the one where they go to space. Jason, specifically Jason X, where they go to space. And the guy, you know, Jason is like accidentally, maybe, cryogenically frozen. They put him on the spaceship and then they thaw him.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't remember the plot of the movie. It's fucking stupid.
It was a bad movie.
It has two of my most favorite scenes in horror of all time. But one of those scenes is where the dude's like, "It's okay, guys. He just wanted his machete back."
And he gives him the fucking machete back.
Spoiler alert.
There are going to be so many spoilers in this. You may as well just go ahead and... If you think of a movie you haven't seen and we start mentioning, you should just shut this down. Go watch the movie.
Spoiler alert for Jason X, the dude who gives him the machete back, doesn't make it much further past that point.
Well, I mean, he gave him the machete. He asked for it. Jason
might have been grateful. We don't know. I think that's what he was going for in the movie. He just wanted his machete back. He's going to high-five me. We're going to be best friends.
In what universe do you give a mass murderer his weapon back and expect to live? Anyway, that's Jason. Am I wrong?
No. He's got one win. He is what we say he is at this point.
Yeah, he gets to argue never.
Yeah.
That brings us to Carlos.
All right. So here's the thing about Carlos, right? Because Carlos is kind of sort of the reason that we're all fucking in this mess to begin with. You at the top of the league, Carlos's fault. Me starting 0-3, Carlos's fault. Jason, where Jason is, probably Carlos's fault.
I was about to say, because there's a theory here that we are exactly here because of fucking Carlos. Because one, got his running back one right off the bat. Two, tried to get who he wanted right off the bat. Didn't work out. Hamstringy. And then he went running back, but his whole running back strategy got blown out the water when Numbnuts at the fucking 10 spot decided to take all of them.
For 13 rounds. So, see, here's the thing about, exactly as you described, Carlos is the guy who reads from the book. Pick your movie. The Mummy, he's the dude who reads from the Book of the Dead. Evil Dead, he's the guy who reads from the Necronomicon. Cabin in the Woods, he's Chris Hemsworth in the basement reading Latin out of the book. Don't read the book. It's rule number one. If you find a book in a weird language that you passingly understand to don't understand, don't read the fucking book. You read the book, you fucking idiot.
You broke everything.
You broke the rule.
You broke everything. You caused all of the fucking madness that started after that. And you did it with a smile on your face.
At the time, you didn't even know you were doing it. You didn't even know what was happening. You're just like, what? Reading from a book.
To be fair, is what every person who's ever read from a book has done. But what's the worst that could happen? All I did was read the book.
Oh my God, that's the whole thing. What's the worst that could happen?
I'm just gonna read it. It's fine.
It's fine. It's just a book.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Everything's gonna be great.
Everything will be great. In no way, shape, or form could I possibly be bringing a curse, a pox upon the land.
And honestly, we could almost go step. So many protagonists are the people that read the fucking book. So if he wins the fucking league, he's definitely the guy that read the fucking book. Because the rest of us will be fucking hating
him. He read the
book
that summoned the devil, and then he was like, "Hey, bro, you're welcome. Also, if I could maybe slide right in there."
I mean, that's the thing. If he does win the league, he's absolutely the person who read the book. Because most of the time, the person who wrote the book lives to the end.
No. No, almost never.
But sometimes, sure. But then also almost never. So either way, we are covered with our outcomes. If he wins the league, which he's not going to win the league. He read the book. If he doesn't win the league,
He read the book.
If he comes in last and has to be punished.
Oh, he read it. He read it hard and then made a deal with the devil that was horrible for him.
He may have written the book and then read the book.
Long story short, if given book, don't read it. If you find the book, don't read it. If the book is given to you and it has a weird face on it and it might be made of flesh, don't open the fucking book. Carlos, don't open the fucking book. I should thank you because I am averse. So, like, thanks for fucking everybody else up. But, like, seriously, don't do that again.
Oh, you didn't read the last chapter of the book, did you?
No, that's why I'm terrified. Which brings us to Matt.
It does.
Matt's the stoner.
Every good horror movie has a stoner, and Matt's the stoner.
That's Matt.
Matt's the stoner. Matt's the stoner. Yeah. How far he makes it in the movie is up for debate.
Depends on how much of a stoner. How likable of a person is he in the movie?
Well, I feel strongly that in this case, I'm not super interested in his character.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah, his story arc... We got 10 minutes in, I was like, I'm good.
It was a stoner that they didn't develop well. It didn't have enough good spots or like good lines in the movie. So you're like, hey, what is this person here for? And in this case, it's to be, you know, ritually murdered. What I'm saying is be less boring and more interesting and you'll survive longer.
Yeah, be more like Shaggy.
Yeah. Does Shaggy ever die? Does Shaggy ever get into trouble he can't get out of?
He eventually gets out of it. Whether or not he gets himself out of it is another story. But, Shaggy usually gets out of trouble.
Shaggy's always fine. Be more like Shaggy.
Yeah.
It's weird to say that and not think of Shaggy. Because now God is mad thinking it wasn't me.
Well, yeah, because he's looking at Carlos, who read the book, just be like, well, it was me. How come I have to suffer?
Actually, yeah, if Matt is more like Shaggy... Fuck it, I'm okay with it. Let's go.
Actually, I'd be okay with it too. Matt, if you wouldn't mind being Shaggy for Halloween, that would be fantastic. And, anyway, number 7 is Joe. What's Joe?
Oh, you're going to leave that one for me?
That's for you.
Oh!
We kind of both did Matt's, so.
That's true. We both got to do Joe's then.
Matt's was way too easy.
That's true. Joe... How do I say this nicely?
I got it. Joe, a hoe.
Oh, faux show.
Mm-hmm.
He is open for business with anybody.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody wants him.
No. 0%. He is trying super hard to bang every character in our movie.
And every character is like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm a pass. I'm a skip that one.
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Has he made a trade with anybody this year?
No. Not that he hasn't tried.
Joe the hoe.
Joe the hoe.
That brings us to Eric.
It does. I mean, once again, we're working super hard on this one. Eric is the scientist.
Go on.
You know, he's like the guy who like maybe kind of knows a little bit about like the situation we find ourselves in. Perhaps he could discover the way to defeat the evil or the creature or whatever the fuck we're dealing with. And, He just kind of gets a little bit way too into it, and then the thing eats him.
Yeah, he feels like guy's like going all over the science. Like, oh my god, did you see? This is so interesting. Oh my god. Like, he doesn't die, and he keeps someone back, and then standing over the corpse that immediately like stands up and like shanks him a couple times.
Sure. Yeah. I'm thinking like the doctor scientist man from Arachnophobia, the guy with like the long blonde hair and the ponytail, where he's just like, oh my god, spiders are so cool. Oh my god, all we have to do is synthesize this antivenom and why is it biting me?
He's the guy from Anaconda that's really into steaks. he's really in the States.
I mean, yeah, but that guy's not less of a scientist and more of a sociopath.
But he also dies because of a snake.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God, it's the guy from The Mummy that's really into mummies and like the Egyptian, the Egyptian lore, who bought all the Americans to bring him in to get him to the temple. And then he dies horrifically.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It fits. That's Eric. In a nutshell.
Yeah. Next is Caesar.
Caesar's is great. Caesar's is awesome. Caesar's the guy that you get introduced at the beginning of the movie, who says he's going out to get beer. Shows up 40 minutes later, walks in and goes, "What the fuck is happening?" And immediately gets murdered. Because you never remember he's there until he's on your schedule. And then he gets blown up.
Right. He shows up on screen 45 minutes later and you're just like, "Oh fuck, he's going to save the day." And he brought beer.
Nope.
All right, he's dead.
He's here. He disappears. He comes back. You're like, "Yay, the hero's dead." Shit. That's Caesar.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes way too much sense.
Right?
Yeah, that fits. Next up on the list is Chris, which also we're trying super hard, guys, because Chris is the cop.
Chris is the cop that comes in and he's like, "I've got everything under control. Everything's fine. Everything's all going to be fine. I've got this." Doesn't believe anybody about what's going on.
Yeah, he's like putting people in rooms, funneling people into cars. He's got a gun and another gun.
And the guy, like the people in the movie are going, "There's a mass murderer. He's got a knife. He's going to try and kill us all. I got this. That's fine. Everything's fine. You're making all of this up." And then immediately turns around to see Jason, Freddy, Michael Myers, insert villain here, to which he goes, "Oh shit, you're actually clink." He's dead.
Maybe he gets a shot off.
Maybe. But like not a good one.
Oh, it doesn't land. Like at he best, shoots it the grazes gun. The yeah, guy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But like
he,
the entire time
he shoots
time,
himself in the foot while trying to draw the gun.
But the entire time he doesn't believe any of this is real.
Right.
He thinks this is all made up. It's just one of her friends doing something stupid until he turns around and there is the mass murderer right there. And he goes, "Oh no." And gets stabbed.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
He's like, I should have listened to the people who told me.
Yeah.
That this was going on.
Yeah. Maybe I should have listened to the people when they said set their line up.
Yeah. Perhaps I could have survived. Or maybe even come out on top if I had just listened to the people who warned me. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to let that sit. That brings us to
me.
You. And would you like to know who you are?
I'm very curious.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure which version of this character you are, but you're Hannibal.
Oh, I actually get a character to myself.
You're a fucking Hannibal.
Okay.
You're Hannibal Lecter.
Right.
In so many ways are you Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Because you guide at least three teams, three people I know of. You talk to us about things, and you're guiding us in the wrong direction. We haven't figured out which way we're supposed to go. You're always a looming threat. Even when you were in the basement, you were like, "God, he's still there. He's still fucking there."
People still come and seek out my expertise. Yes, obviously, of course.
The only thing I haven't figured out is if you are Hannibal Lecter at the end of Red Dragon, where you're in jail, you got caught, all your machinations failed. Edward Norton's character figured it out.
The FBI guy.
Stopped you, put you in jail, and didn't get killed by the guy you sent after him. Or are you Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs, where you tricked the FBI and then escaped and won? You are Hannibal Lecter. It's fucking annoying and terrifying because we all see you are currently behind bars and we're all like, "That fucking dude." Anybody, but don't, no, not him. Anybody else. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm about to change my team name to Hello Clarice.
What's annoying is, like, I'm going to say that, somebody's going to listen and go, "Fuck." Shit. because I'm not wrong. You piece of shit. I'm just saying, had they done the right thing in Red Dragon and just put a bullet in his head and call it a day.
I mean, in almost every movie, just shoot the dude in the face, problem solved. And yet here I am.
Fuck. Like I said, are you sticking in jail or are you going to be free and like roaming around Italy with a fucking belt at the end of this shit?
Oh, man. Italy sounds fucking great. Let's go.
Hate you so much.
Anyway, next up is Boobs Jackson.
Boobs Jackson.
Dan.
This one is my favorite one of the bunch. Dan is the guy from Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Okay.
Like, he got on screen.
I like that the top ones are like, no, we have actual characters for you.
Yes. because we're talking about the jackass that the first time you see him on screen, you're like, oh, I can't wait for that dude to die.
Yeah, with like the double pop collar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you saw him, you immediately like, that guy's going to die and it's going to be great. And then they string you along for an hour and a half.
Spoiler alert.
Before they get to him.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else in this movie has died.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Yep.
And then the twist, he's the actual villain. And you're like, son of a bitch. Of course he is. And then he immediately dies. Like, immediately. Like, gruesomely. They make him the villain, and he gruesomely dies. That's what I see happening to Dan's team, by the way. The entire season, we're like, could you please just stop.
If I may, also, really quick, just to point out that that specific character that you're speaking of, who Dan is,
mm-hmm.
who is Dan,
mm-hmm.
Was an inbred redneck.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dan. All. That's all I wanted to say.
Dan. So like I said, it's going to get to the playoffs. We'll be like 1 week out of the playoffs. He'll still be in third or fourth. And we're like, could you go? Like, you're not supposed to be here. Could you go?
You were supposed to be gone.
He will end up winning, get to the final, blow somebody out in the semifinal, and then in the final, shit the bed. So hard.
Cut himself in half with a saw. Yeah.
He will shit the bed so hard. They'll be like, oh, yeah, this is...
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Payoff.
Yeah. You're fucked up, bro.
So what I'm saying, Dan, is if you could just lose now, save yourself a little bit of heartache.
Yeah.
Or go all out and make it enjoyable to watch.
If you keep going, it will get pretty gruesome.
It's going to be bad.
We've all seen the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, no need now.
There's so much good about that movie.
Yeah, there's a lot good about that movie.
You should watch that movie.
Everybody should watch that movie. It's a great fucking movie. Which brings us to you.
Me.
Last. And maybe probably least. I don't know.
I was going to say last and first.
God damn it.
Hey.
You are just... insert shark movie.
Ooh, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
I like shark movies.
So like Jaws, I don't remember how the other ones ended, but I think 3 ended this way. Deep Blue Sea, pick your movie. You're the shark in the shark movie, right? You terrorize everyone incessantly, despite the fact that you're a shark. You're in the water. All of us have to do is stay out of the water. But here we are. Week after week, getting in the water anyway.
This is the Meg all over. You could have just stayed on land and been perfectly fine.
Yeah. Prehistoric shark terrorizing the ocean waters. I'll just be here on land, and everything will be fine. Literally no one cares unless we're in the water. And
yet,
with your black, soulless eyes... you continue to terrorize the league. And we all know what's going to happen.
What's that?
We're going to stick some dynamite in your mouth. We're going to blow you up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go boom. Because the shark always goes boom. That's how those movies are. Every single one of those movies, shark go boom. We're all covered in guts.
Yep.
Because shark go boom.
This is fair.
Yeah.
Fair. I accept this.
I cannot wait.
For the boom.
For you go boom.
See, I just, like, I think the one that gets the best was Deep Blue Sea, because he got free. The whole point of the movie was the shark wanted to be free. And he got it. And damn near Thomas Jane had to shoot him with a stick of dynamite tied to a harpoon and blow his ass up.
Hmm?
Fuck that dude.
Yeah. He's both the Punisher and the Shark Punisher.
The Shark wanted was to be free and to eat people, but mostly free. What did Jaws do? Huh? Whose fault is it that Jaws was the way he was? I was going to say everybody else, but, you know, fuck you guys. All I'm saying, this is your fault.
My fault?
Specifically.
How is this my fault?
Not sure yet. I have to rationalize it. Give me a minute. I can figure it out.
I believe that we've already established that this is Carlos's fault for reading the section of the book genius shark.
Yep. He was watching a movie while I was reading the book. I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, Carlos is the fucking kid from the Twilight Zone who just manifests crazy shit and turns people into scarecrows.
I can see it. He had a weird fever dream.
Can't manifest himself a win, but, you know, we can't all be.
I'm here for it.
You know what? No, I think that you and me, specifically,
okay,
just because we have a podcast,
our opinion is the only one that matters.
Yeah, yeah. I think you and I are Stu and Billy from Scream.
I was about to say from Scream.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's just two murders going on at the same time.
Yeah. just murdering around. Just like, who'd you kill this week? Some guy.
This random guy over there. How about you? Oh, well, you know, I killed this guy.
Yeah, like, you have a point to the madness. Like, you're, like, in it. You're just like, no, I'm, like, trying to accomplish something. I'm just like, we killing people? That's cool.
No, I'm settling a bet, damn it. I'm killing people. Everybody that wronged me. Oh, I'm just killing random people down the street.
My mom and dad are going to be so mad at me. Anyway, that's our Halloween kicker.
I liked ours.
Yeah, which one?
Yes.
I'm a fan of the shark one for you. I especially like that Carlos is the book guy, though.
Oh, God,
like,
it fits so
like,
well.
God damn.
He's so much that guy.
Oh, you're just like you know picking the Necronomicon up off the fucking floor.
You can see how, like, last year with how it went, or the 2 years ago where he came in second and, like, everybody gave him shit for it, right? Like, this year he came in as, like, I'll do whatever. I will do whatever I need to do to win. And he picked up the Necronomicon. He was like, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? Smile on his face. This is going to go great. This is going to go great. Insert weirdest football season ever.
Yeah. First one to die, Carlos. Mm. Technically Jason, but Carlos.
Mm. Anyway. That was the week.
That was the week. Should we talk about Week 8 as a preview? Things to look for.
Can't be any worse than Week 7. Actually, how many teams are on bye this week?
In Week 8.
There are no byes.
Really?
There are no byes. Huh. Week 7 had 6 byes. Week 9 has 4. Next big bye week?
You think they could have spread those out a little?
Oh, it's even worse than that. Do you know who the biggest bye week outside of week 7?
I think for me it's 9, but...
13.
Ooh, yeah.
13 has 6 teams on bye.
That's another week 7. Week 8 in our league with no teams on bye.
None.
So these are, in theory, full strength squads that we have this week. We've got Carlos versus Jason. That's one to watch. That's the bottom of the barrel, kids.
That is the toilet bowl special.
Jason is projected ahead by about 14 points.
Oh!
At the time of this recording. We've got Joe versus Caesar. With about 12 points of separation, Caesar is the favorite to win. Again, lineups could change, but there are no teams on bye. We've got Boobs Jackson, Dan, versus Clyde. Clyde is the favorite by 23 points. So that's cool.
Hey, it's just a normal day at the office. What are you going to do?
We've got me.
You.
Versus Eric. About 19 points. Me the favorite.
I want Eric to win just so he can say he went down the gauntlet and beat both of us. And then immediately lose every other match.
He beat Hannibal Lecter and the Sharks.
Couldn't beat the Necrocomicon.
Necronomicon.
What did I say?
Necrocomicon.
Yeah, that's probably close enough.
And last and certainly least, we have Chris versus Matt.
The question of the week is, who does Chris leave on his bench this week? And why is it Manders?
I fucking hope he fixes his lineup, because if he does, he'll be the favorite to win, because Matt's only projected 4 points ahead right now.
He's going to leave Mandrews on the bench.
I'm going to call this one the upset of the week, but I'm not going to call who's winning.
I mean, at this point, the upset is Chris winning, because it assumes he did something right.
Or Matt. It doesn't really matter. This one is the upset of the week, regardless of outcome, and you can't tell me I'm wrong.
You're not.
All right, and with that, we are out. Happy Halloween. Happy week 7. I hope you all die in week 8.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you know. A curse on all of you, something. I don't know.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Fuck you, Matt.
Bye. Fuck you, Dan.